Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. On tonight, we will be streaming live our, Evangelist May, what number is this, 47th Women's Day?
I don't know.
Okay, I think it's the 47th Missionary Women's Day Convention of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And we invite you to enjoy the service on tonight and just let God bless you through this service. And at this time, I'm going to switch over to the service that is now live in progress. You might hear music playing in the beginning just before this service began. So God bless you. We will talk to you at the end of the service.
Jackson, all of our pastors, the elders, the ministers, the evangelists, mothers, and all that is on the teleconference line. Praise God. And this night is also on behalf of our General Missionary Auxiliary. And I thank God for each and every one of our missionaries, north, west, east, and south. Thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God, and encouraging you to keep up the work for the Lord. And thank God for you having the mind to continue the work. And right now, we thank God for this service, and we're going to turn it to the hands.
The recording has started.
We're going to turn it into the hands of Evangelist Martha Colbreth, that she may come forth and lead us in a word of prayer.
God bless everyone. I give honor to God, to my pastor and president, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., to Missionary Gloria Johnson, Missionary Mac, Mother Thailand, Missionary Danita Holmes. Thank God for this Missionary Women's Day Convention. And I ask that you please go with me in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You have allowed us to see another Women's Day and Missionary Convention. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for keeping us alive. Oh, Heavenly Father, I would like to acknowledge thee in our supremacy. I realize that you have all power, and all power is in your hands. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I just want to say thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. We don't thank you enough. But Lord, I want to say thank you, oh Lord, for your goodness and your kindness. Look upon us right now. Forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Though they be many, Lord, cast them into the sea to be remembered no more. Look on us right now, Lord. Stretch out your saving hand. Stretch out thy merciful hand. Look on everyone that called in. Oh, Lord, have a blessing. Oh, Lord, for everyone that took the time to call in. Lord, we need you, Lord. We need thy help, oh God. Send your word tonight. Send your anointing. Bless through the word, Lord. Testimonies. Bless through the songs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us to give your name glory, honor, and praise. The praise that's due unto you, Lord, and not another, Lord. Help us to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Help us to worship you, Lord, out of the depths of our heart, out of the depths of our souls. Jesus, Jesus, oh, Lord, meet us in this convention, Lord, from the start to the finish, Lord. Do what you want to do, Lord. Oh, Lord, have thine own way. Look on those that are sick in their bodies, those that are afflicted, Lord, those that are carrying infirmities, Lord. With your stripes we are healed. Oh, Lord, all we need is a touch from you, Lord. Remember Brian Carr tonight. Oh, Lord, remember the Christensen family tonight. Look at the bereaved families, Lord, those that have lost loved ones. Remember the people in Ukraine, Lord. Remember my mother, Lord, and all those that are sick, those that I know and those that I don't know, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Save, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Let your redeeming blood cover. Let it wash, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Lord, how to give thanks unto you out of the depths of our heart. Help us to praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, teach us how to bless you at all times. Please, Lord, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our souls. And we'll give your name glory. We'll give your name honor and praise because it's due unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on our president and all our leaders. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless, strengthen, and encourage. In the mighty name of Jesus, let thy will be done. Have thine eternal way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that prayer from Evangelist Colbert of Camden, New Jersey. And now we're going to have a scripture reading by Missionary Desi Johnson of Camden, New Jersey.
Praise Lord. We give a scripture of the Lord to our general overseer, to all of our pastors, elders, mothers, everyone on the line. Praise Lord. Thank you for the opportunity. This time we're going to read from the 34th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for the reading of his word from the 34th number of Psalms from the 1st through the 10th verses. And the Lord, I will continue to add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word from Missionary Desi Johnson. And I began to think about this topic that we have, and it's saying we must fight the good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage the saints and each and every one of you to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to hold on. Continue to fight. Praise God. Because if we fight, we can win. Fight in the name of Jesus. We can win. But I just thank the Lord for the service thus far. And right now we're going to have Missionary Kalisa Hoogs from True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia, to present us with testimonies of victory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Give honor to the Lord, to our Savior Jesus Christ, to our President of the Christian Temple, President Jackson, to each and everyone, to my host pastor, Pastor Mark, praise God, True Holiness. Even give honor to Missionary Johnson, our general president of the Christian Temple. We thank the Lord, even for Missionary Mac.
Amen.
And to all of our mothers and to everyone on the line, glory to God. Are you ready for this? Praise God. We're going to have testimonies of victory. First up, praise God, we're going to hear from Missionary Gloria Kistler of Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Second, we're going to hear from Missionary Lisa Johnson of Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Last, but definitely not least, we're going to hear from Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs of Grace Temple, Lyesville, North Carolina. Are you ready? Praise God. This time, we're going to hear from Missionary Kisler. Go ahead.
God bless you, saints. Give honor to God. Thank God for Jesus. Give honor to Pastor Jackson, my own pastor, Pastor Gary Calloway, all the mothers, all the ministers, all the missionaries. I do thank God just so I can give a testimony of what the Lord has done for me, because he is a mighty God, and he's done a great thing in my life. I remember when I had COVID, and I had to go to the hospital, and while I was in the hospital, nobody could go in there with me. It was just me and the Lord, nobody but me and the Lord. And as I was in the hospital room, and how the doctors, they hooked me up to the IV, they gave me the antibiotics, they gave me the steroids, you know, in my heart and soul, in my back, both sides of my lungs, they felt like they was on fire. But it took God to deliver my soul. It took God to bring me out of that hospital, because I asked the Lord, I want to go home. I didn't want to be on that respirator. I wanted to come home. And it took God to deliver me home. And as I got home, the doctors gave me the medication that I needed for my lungs that they use for the people that's on the respirator. And as I was there, I was just giving God the praise, thanking him for blessing me to come home, because I could hardly breathe. And then as I was, I had to keep going outside, even in the snow, because I couldn't breathe. And it was cold out there, but I needed to go out because I could hardly breathe. And it just took God to do that for me. And then as I sit there in my living room, as I looked outside, I seen how the trees was just moving. Everything was moving by the breath of God, by God's breath. Everything was moving, and it just came to my mind, without the breath of God, we can do nothing. We won't be able to move, but it took God to do that. And as I lay in my bed, it came to my mind even how the Lord, how he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And that's what God did to me, saints. He breathed into my nostrils the breath of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because as I was sitting there in my chair and just looking out, I could hardly move. I could hardly move. Because without the breath of life, I could hardly move. But I praise God. I shouted from the mountaintop and let everybody know God is a good God. He's a living God. And who is like our God? Who can compare to our God? He's incomparable, saints. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. He's all you want him to be. He's a loyal God. He's a faithful God. I just want to say something good about the Lord, because everything is good about the Lord, saints. I can shout it from the mountaintop. I'm not ashamed of what the Lord has done for me. I'm glad of what God has done for me, because God, he's the one that forgave all my iniquities. He passes over our transgressions. He heals us. He delivers us. And he solves our greatest problem, which is sin. I just want to let you know God is a mighty God. God is a great God. And that's why our hope is secure, because of God's unchanging hand. Not nothing that we did, but because God does not change. I just feel good deep down in my soul. I just want to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thank God for this day, because without the breath of life, saints, we would all be gone. But I thank God for his mercy. And every time I think about that, and I know God is real, saints, I know he's real, because he's real inside of me. And I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me through the truth, baptizing me, filling me with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and giving me a mind to want to serve him in a day like today. Saints, I thank God for everything that the Lord has done. But I know for a fact that God is real, and he's nothing to play with. He's a good God. And I just ask all the saints, pray my strength in the Lord, because I feel good deep down in my soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I am. I'm a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. Oh, I am. I'm a living testimony. I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. I just thank God for this testimony. Again, thank God for this opportunity to be able to give my testimony, because I'm truly a living testimony. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Jackson, to all the officials of this Women's Convention, Missionary Johnson, Mother Tyler, Missionary Danita.
Amen.
I thank God for Missionary Mac. I just thank God for everybody. I thank God for all our leaders of the church. And I just thank God. I just want to tell this testimony. I have a lot of testimonies, but this particular testimony is how I am a living testimony. I just thank God, you know, for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God for, you know, sparing my life, you know, back in 2014, you know, how I was coming to church and I didn't feel well. And I like to press my way. I know, because if you come to church, that's where you get your blessing. It's a blessing and pressing. And I began to come to church and I had a headache. I just kept saying, I got a headache. I have a headache, you know, and I began to come in and I was scheduled to usher. And what I can remember, I remember going to the front, to the where the offering, where we go and we, you know, and offering the financial offering. I began to go in there. And then I remember coming back out and going to the back of the church and just, you know, standing there and trying to usher. And I don't know what happened, but, you know, what I was told, because I believe what they told me, I passed out. And they said I began to vomit and throw up and everything. And how I didn't know all what was going on, because it was, you know, taking over my body. And how I ended up, you know, waking up, when I did finally wake up, I was in the hospital. And I was like, why am I in this hospital? I didn't understand what was going on. And how, you know, different ones was telling me what happened to me, because I didn't know what happened to me. How I had a stroke. And I'm not talking about just a regular stroke, you know. And I remember the doctor telling me that when they took my blood pressure, it was 220 over 180. And a normal temperature, I mean, a blood pressure is supposed to be 180. No, not 180. I'm getting confused. 120 over 80. And I was, like I said, I was 220 over 180. So that was stroke territory. How I began to go to, I believe I was in the hospital, and like I said, I woke up and I didn't know what all had occurred. But what I was told, you know, by my family, they told me that I was in the hospital. They had to put a hole in my head, drain, to put a tube in my brain to drain the fluid off my brain, because the fluid had built up in my brain, and that's, you know, I believe that's what caused me to have the stroke. Or whatever was going on in my body, because we come to church all the time and we don't know what we're going on in our body. Had no idea that this was going to happen to me. And they began to tell me that while they was doing all of that, you know, they ended up having to put me under like into a coma. And when they were messing with the tube in my head or whatever they were doing, I ended up coding. And when you code, that means your heart stopped. That means you died. And the Lord began to allow the doctors or whatever they did, whatever happened, I don't know, because I can't remember all that, because it was going on. And they said I came back. The Lord brought me back. You know, and I just thank God, because he could have let me go. I could have died right then and there, but the Lord didn't. It wasn't for me to go. So then I began to be told that they were messing with the tube in my head, and they had to transfer me to Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. And then when I was in Jefferson Hospital, I began to code one again. And I, you know, my heart stopped again, but the Lord began to start it back up again. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is good, because I died twice and God brought me back both times. You know, and I thank God, you know, he's just so good. And when my heart stopped, they said I didn't have no oxygen going to my brain for 6 to 9 minutes. And when the oxygen stops in your brain, that messes with your memory. You know, and I thank God, because God didn't let me lose anything. Here I have a bachelor's degree and I have 2 master's degrees, and God didn't let me lose not one bit of it. I still remember all what I learned in college and everything. God didn't take it from me. You know, he allowed me to continually have it. You know, and I thank God, because he spared my life. And like I said, I died twice. I didn't die one time, but I died twice. And then when I began to wake up in the hospital, a whole lot of things happened. According to what I was told by the doctors and everybody, a whole lot of things occurred. And Sister Lisa's not even supposed to be talking to you on this line right now. I wasn't supposed to be talking. I wasn't supposed to be walking. I wasn't supposed to be singing. I might not can sing like I used to sing, but I try. I do the best I can. But God has blessed me. And that's a testimony that I can't never stop telling. I have to tell it because I know that God did it. The doctors can't take credit for it. I can't take credit for it. Nobody can take credit for it, but God did it.
Amen.
He brought me back. And I just thank God. You know, he's just so good, Saints. He's so good. He could have let me die. He gave me back my life. You know, I didn't have to be here. And, you know, I just thank God. He's just so worthy of every praise. You know, I thank God. You know, I thank God for blessing me to be able to talk. You know, how when I begin to wake up, and like I said, I didn't know why. I was like, why am I in this hospital? And they say sometimes if you tell people why they're there, you know, what they're there for, that can make them go backwards. How they didn't tell me, the doctors didn't tell me, the nurses didn't tell me. And all I can remember is the people coming to get me, put me in a wheelchair, and taking me to therapy. And I'm just, like, looking around like, why am I here? Why am I here? And I begin, and, you know, as they begin to talk about strokes. And they begin to say the signs of a stroke. How you have your face a twist, or you lose your speech, or, you know, it's like different things that you have to, you notice that is happening to you to let you know you're having a stroke. And how, you know, then they begin to just start talking. I'm saying to myself, why are they talking about a stroke? I said, a stroke. And then that's when I realized, you know, after they begin to continually talk about it, I said, I must have had a stroke. And then I came to the realization that I had a stroke. And they had to roll me back to my room because in between time they give you therapy, then they'll take you back to your room, give you a break, have lunch or whatever. But then when I was in the chair, in a wheelchair, I was like, I can't move my left side. I can't move it. And my daughter was there. She was in a hospital. I remember her standing there. And I began to say, Pam, I can't move my arm. I can't move. I can't do anything. Here, I had been paralyzed on the left side and didn't even know it. You know, and I just thank God because he restored all of my mobility. I have all of my mobility. And all of you that have seen me, the ones, the saints that have seen me, a lot of people say when they see me, I didn't know you had a stroke. You can't tell. I'm walking. At first, I remember going to therapy, I had like I said, they wheeled me there. Then they gave me a walker to help me get back up and walk. And when I came home from the hospital, I have been in the hospital for a whole month, going through therapy and all the different things they had me doing. And I came home with the walker. But when I came home with the walker, I said, I'm not going to use this walker. I began to take that walker and put it behind my door and I began to walk around. I said, no, the Lord raised me back up. I'm going to walk. You know, and I just thank God because he spared my life. He restored my mobility. And I know a lot of people that had strokes after me or before me, some of them left this world. They died. Or some of them are still afflicted and they can't walk. But I thank God he had mercy on me and he restored all my mobility. He gave it all back to me. And can't nobody make me doubt that God is not a healer because I know for myself. The man didn't tell me God did this for me. And I know he did it. I know he did it. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I tell him everywhere I go. When I even went to Bahamas, I begin to tell him in the Bahamas, you know, I thank God is a healer. He's a healer. Sometimes we think things can't be done, but God is the one that does it. God has the final say. Yeah, man might say, oh, you have this amount of time to live, but it's not their decision. It's God's decision. You know, and I thank God he had mercy on my soul. I'm here today to tell you that God is a healer. He healed my body. And if you see me, if you ever come and see me at Christian Temple or if I go see you, you'll see I'm not limping. You know, I'm talking. No, I might not have everything, you know, like I used to, but I thank God for what I do have.
You know, I thank God for being able to move my limbs by myself. I don't have to have no one take care of me. I take care of myself. All to glory. All God gets the glory for all of it. You know what? I just thank God for all he has done for me. I thank God for how he converted me and sanctified me, how he gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me a mind to run on to see what he is going to be. And I desire the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you. We thank God for
thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, beautiful testimonies.
Amen.
Thank you, God, Jesus. How the Lord has truly, truly worked miracles.
Amen.
See the miracles that God has done. What a wonderful,
Amen.
Wonderful miracle working God we serve. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those two glorious, glorious testimonies.
Amen.
Healing how God works. Miracles for the missionaries. God is so good, saints. We thank the Lord for those glorious miracle working testimonies. Praise
Amen.
God. See what the Lord has done. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
This time, we thank God for those two. But praise God, we got a third to follow. This time, we're going to hear from the South. Praise God. Grace Temple, Liesville. New Hope. New Hope. Praise God. New Hope, the Lord, in Hamlet, North Carolina. Hamlet,
yes.
North Carolina. Missionary, evangelist, mother.
Amen.
Linda B.
Yeah, Mother
B. Praise the Lord. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight. Pastor Jackson and the Women's Day Missionary Convention Committee. Everybody on the line. Amen. We thank God for being here. Thank God for the beautiful testimonies of victory, of healing and deliverance that we've heard. Amen. And I can attest and say that what they spoke was the truth. Amen. They told us the truth. God is a healer. God is a miracle worker. God is a way maker. Amen. They told the truth. Amen. I begin to set the different testimonies. Amen. I begin to think how the Lord delivered me. Amen. One morning I got up, and as I was getting up, I felt a little lightheaded, and I got dizzy. So I sat back down, waited for my nephew to get home from work, because I know my body wasn't feeling right, and I didn't want to try to drive. So I waited for him to get home from work. It wasn't that long, and I told him, I said, take me to the hospital. And as I began to go in the hospital, amen, the door, and I began to tell they began to hook me up to all these machines. They took my blood pressure, temperature, put a bit of EKG and everything on me. She told me, she said, ooh, your blood pressure's up. She says, real high. She said, have you had problems, blood pressure problems? Are you on medication or anything? And I began to tell her no. I said, no. I said, I don't have a problem with my blood. I've never had a problem with my blood pressure, and I'm not on any medication or anything. And she said, well, how long have you been dizzy, and how did you feel before you was dizzy? And I told her, I felt all right. I said, until I got up. I said, and then I felt lightheaded. I said, but other than that and before that, I said, I was fine. So they began to put me on the table, stretch me out, and kept drawing blood and drawing blood, and went back and come back a few minutes later, how you doing? Go back a few minutes, come back. And they did that from that morning, amen, to down in the afternoon. They never gave me nothing to get my blood pressure down. They never gave me no water, fluids, liquids, or nothing. It just kept coming, drawing blood, asking me how did I feel. It would take my blood pressures. I was sitting down. Then they would have me just sit up on the bed, and they would take it again. Every time I sat up, it would go up. But as long as I was still, my blood pressure was fine. So we began to call, and we called the pastor, and he began to pray for me. Amen. And in the hospital, it was where I was at, it was the reception wasn't that good, but it was good enough where we could hear him. And I think he might have been traveling, amen, because the phone went out. Amen. He dropped the call. Amen. But I heard enough of the prayer to hear him say, touch right now, Lord. Lay your hands on her. In the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. I heard enough of that.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Before the phone went dead. Amen. And they continued to work and continued to work. Amen. And I began to, amen, hear them saying that her blood pressure is high. It's high. And so, I began to talk to the Lord. You know, I said, Lord, you made this body and you know how to fix it. I said, Lord, if it's too high, you know how to bring it down. I said, I'm believing you and I'm trusting you, Lord, to do what needs to be done. Amen. And God did that. They kept in their room all day, open into the evening. They began to come in and say, we're going to keep you overnight on the observation. I said, okay, no problem. So they kept me in there all through the night. Amen. They come in and drawing blood, coming and drawing blood. And one of the ladies that came in there, she began to take my blood pressure. And she said, ooh, your blood pressure's high. She said, that's stroke high. She said, yes, your blood pressure is stroke high. I said, yeah, I know it's high as I can feel it. She said, it's stroke high. And she began to work on me, rubbing my arms and things. And then they put a port in my arm. And as they were drawing the blood, every time they were going to the right arm, the vein would roll away, run away. And they kept patting my arm, patting it, bringing it back, bringing it back. And they just kept messing with that arm. So she said, I'm going to go in your other arm. So she began to go in the other arm, amen, and draw the blood. Amen. All the time she was blowing blood, I was praying. I was talking to the Lord. Amen. And finally, about 1 o'clock that morning, the doctor told them to give me something. And they shot something in my arm. It ran about maybe 2 hours later, they came back and checked my blood pressure again and gave me something else. And that's when I began to drift off to sleep. And then when I woke up the next morning, amen, they came in there and checked my blood pressure again. And they said, ooh, that looks good. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Through the night, the Lord came into my room. He laid his hands on me. He brought that high blood pressure down. Yes. That was stroke high. He brought it down to normal.
God.
And I know it was the Lord because they won't give me nothing to bring it down.
Praise God.
It was the Lord. He was doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. And just as he brought it down, I mean, the sister began to say she had a stroke. But the Lord did not allow it to happen to me. Amen. And I thank God for it.
Glory.
Amen. Because I know it was nobody but the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I don't remember exactly how it was, but I know it was too high. But God began to bring it down. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Amen. And I thank God for today, man. They put me on the blood pressure pills, and I still take them daily, but I still believe in God.
Thank
amen.
God.
And every morning when I take that pill, I pray over it.
Praise God.
I said, I'm taking your pill in the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, you bless this pill to do what you've already done. I said, because I know you did it, and it can't make me doubt. Amen. It ain't always the pork and the salt that you eat that runs your blood pressure up. Amen. There's a lot of things that can cause your blood pressure to go up.
Praise God.
Because the pork and stuff that people say I was eating, I wasn't eating it. But stress, worration, amen, can cause it to go up.
Amen.
Because I had been through a lot the previous 2 years with my brothers. Amen. Stress, worrying, trying to take care of them and not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure they was taken care of. The doctor told me, he said, you got to take care of you before you can take care of somebody else. Amen. But I did what
needed to be done. And I thank God, amen, for his healing hand and his hands of mercy. Amen. How my blood pressure's down normal. Amen. And I thank God because I know it was the Lord that did it. Amen. I could have had a stroke. I could have been paralyzed. I could have been comatose. But the Lord did not allow it to be. And I know it was nobody but the Lord. And I thank God for it today. Thank you for his healing hands. I thank you for having mercy upon my soul. Amen. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Amen. Because God showed up right on time. Amen. Just when I needed him most. Amen. As the daughters were talking to one another, I was talking to the Lord. And I can say of the truth, he heard my prayer. And I thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his healing hands. I just thank God for all that he's done and by faith is what he yet wants to do. I'm still trusting and believing God. Amen. Because I know he won't fail. Thank God for this space and opportunity to share this testimony. I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, saints. Let's
give
the
Lord. Amen.
Thank God.
Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother, praise God, Linda D, what a wonderful thing the Lord, he has done.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for, you know, it could have been a different way, but the Lord had mercy. Thank God for grace and mercy, praise God, for the hand of God touching her blood pressure. And
amen.
That just like God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. We thank the Lord for each and every testimony, how God healed each and every one of them. We just thank the Lord. He is a miracle-working, healing God. Praise God. It shouldn't be uncommon to hear the miracles that the Lord performed. Praise God. We thank God for those miracles. Praise God. He performed that every day. Now, at this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of our missionary president, general missionary president, missionary Gloria Johnson. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for all the beautiful testimonies of victory. Praise God. Just to show you that God can do anything and everything. Nothing's too hard for God. So we thank God for the beautiful testimonies. Praise the Lord. And right now we're going to turn the service into the hands of missionary Linda Lawhorn of Faith Temple, Bedford, New Jersey, for the sacred program. Let's greet it with a hearty amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give honor to God on tonight to our general overseer and president, Pastor Richard Jackson, to all of our elders and pastors, to all of our evangelists, to our missionary president and our assistant missionary president. We thank God for those glorious testimonies that went up before the Lord. We know that God is a healer for both body and soul. And we thank God that he is a healer for both body and soul. This time we're going to come before you for a few selections. We're going to call on missionary Christine Watson of Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, like His Son I am here. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. 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 Awesome, my God is awesome. Awesome, 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 my God is awesome. He can move mountains, He sees in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened, praise His holy name.
God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
My God.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. He is an awesome God. There is none like Him. He is an awesome God. Thank God for that selection coming through, Missionary Christine. At this time, we're going to call a missionary, Karen Aldo, of Grace Temple of in Lousville, North Carolina.
I must go on to pursue His will, not mine, for working with this one goal in my mind. I must go on in spite of the cost, for nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see Him someday, face to face. And even though things don't always go my way, still I'm determined in my heart to always stand. I must go on in spite of the cost, for nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see Him someday, face to face. I must go on, no, while I'm down here, while I'm down here to obey, I want to be able matter what people may say, I want to be able to see Jesus face to face.
Missionary Cleo Jones of Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Missionary Cleo.
Can we say bless the Lord?
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Man, praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. I give honor to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Lord in my life tonight. Amen. I give honor to Pastor Jackson, to Missionary Gloria Johnson. I'm not going to take time to go through everybody, but I give honor to all of you. Amen. Everybody under the missionary. Amen. Our mothers, Mother Tyler, Mother Marshall. Amen. All of you. Praise God. I thank God for the glorious testimonies in the song that was just sang, I Must Go On. And I want to leave a song with you to encourage you. And the song that I had in mind was, amen, I feel like going on. Amen. I must go on. Sister Karen sang, I must go on. And the song I want to leave with you says, I feel like going on. Praise the Lord. And after God has been so good to us, amen, that thought was in my mind saying that, in other words, God is with us. God is
yes.
with us. And I thought about
amen.
The scripture, St. Matthew, the first chapter. Amen. Where it talks about how that Jesus, amen, Mary, how she should bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And in that same chapter, amen, it talks about how that virgin shall have a child, and his name shall be Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen.
Yes.
God with us, and Jesus is the Savior. Them two together, amen, Satan can't stand against us. Praise the Lord. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Amen. Adam and Eve messed it up for us in the garden. Praise the Lord. But Jesus came behind. Amen. He knew that Satan was going to attack us with sicknesses and troubles and trials. But Jesus, God came and sent Jesus, his son, through the flesh. Amen. And God with us, Jesus the Savior. Amen. We can't win. We have to, we must go on. Amen. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We can't lose. Amen. We can't lose. Praise God. We must go on with the Lord. And I want to sing this song, amen, for you to be encouraged. Praise the Lord. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Feel like going on. What a trial made on every hand. I feel like going on, oh, feel like going on. I feel like going on, oh, the trial may be on
my way. Oh, the God of my faith, He on every hand. I feel like such in my way. I feel like standing on the word. I feel like standing on His word. Oh, the trail of faith on every hand. I feel like standing on His word. Feel like going on, feel like going on. Don't you quit, I feel like going on.
Praise the Lord, I feel like going on. We have to continue to feel like going on with the Lord. At this time, our last selection will be from missionary Myrtle Huff of Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes.
All of my life you have been faithful. And all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. So all of my life you have been faithful. And all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all of my life you have been faithful.
And all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are closer like no other. I have known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of my God. For all of my life, you have been faithful. And all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Because all of my life you have been faithful, oh, yes. And all of my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. With all of my life, you have been faithful. And all of my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord.
Sing of the goodness of God. Truly, he has been good to us. He's been faithful and just. Thank God for that selection. We thank God for all the selections thus far. At this time, we're going to turn it into the hands of Evangelist Linda Paldo of Athens, Georgia, to present our speaker for the evening.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I do praise God tonight for being here. Amen. Giving God, amen, the glory, giving the honor to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. To, amen, our General President, Pastor Jackson. Amen. My pastor, Pastor Mark Hobbs. Amen. To Mother Marsha, amen. Mother Tal, to all the officials, amen. To everyone tonight that's even on the line. We do praise the Lord tonight for this opportunity, amen. Thank God for this convention, and thank God for every testimony, every song, every praise, amen, has gone up to the glory of God. And this time, amen, our speaker, amen, tonight, amen, our own very, amen, Evangelist Rick Thompson, amen. The next voice you should hear most likely would be, amen, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, amen, for our speaker on tonight. God bless, amen, Evangelist Thompson.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To Pastor Jackson, to my pastor, Pastor Mark, to all the other pastors, to all the officials, the mothers, everyone that's on the line. I just thank God because God is a great God. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his love. Thank God for allowing us to come together on this call one more time. Realize he did not have to do it, but he did. If you will, we're going to ask you to bow your heads with me for a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I pray that you send your words, send thy anointing, Lord. Let your word have its free course, Lord. Let your word take root in our heart. Let it penetrate our heart. Let it sink down into it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Cause me to speak that which you will have me to speak, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, your will be done and your name be glorified. We ask these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you will, we're going to ask you to go with me to 1 Peter, the fifth chapter and verse 7. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Truly tonight we want to talk about cast. Truly means to throw. Throw it. Casting all your cares upon him, talking about Jesus. We're going to give it to Jesus tonight. Whatever it may be, we're going to give it to Jesus. Just cast it on. Just throw it. Let it go. Get rid of it. Release it. Give it up. This is what we have to do. But it is too heavy for us to carry. You got to recognize sometimes it gets a load, get a little heavy. And what we can do is cast it on Jesus. We can give it to him. We can release it and put it in Jesus' hands. Take our hands off of it and let it go and give it to Jesus. This is what we have to do in these last days. When something is too heavy for us, it's of great weight. It's difficult to lift or move. Sometimes we're trying to do it. We're trying to lift it. We're trying to move it. But we got to release it and let it go. When we release something, we're allowed or enabled to expand from one place to another or set free. We can set it free. We can release it. Or we can put it in the hands of Jesus. That's what we need to do. Whatever, all that I care, he cares for. What the care means, whatever concerns you, whatever's bothering you, whatever may be trying to trouble you, whatever you may be going through, it may be a sickness, it may be a test, it may be finance, whatever it may be, we can cast it.
Yeah, I'm a totally different person. I ain't like, you know, like.
Because we got to realize that we cannot handle it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to realize when it's too heavy for us. And we got to let it go. Sometimes we're trying to handle it. It may be seen to be choking us out. Even in my line of work, I think about the children. Sometimes the babies, when they start, the first eat the table food. Hallelujah. And they may get a big piece in their mouth or put too much in their mouth and it began to choke them out. And we sometimes I would have to put some gloves and I would go have to take it from them. But sometimes that's what Jesus is trying to get us to let it go. But we're still trying to hold on to it. And this is the time when the babies, they don't want to let it go. They don't want to leave it, but it's harming them. And I have to take it. And they get so upset and they frustrated and they cry because I took it. But it wasn't helping them. It wasn't doing them no good. I had to make it smaller for them. Hallelujah. So they can handle it. So they can chew it. So they can digest it. So they can swallow it. But this is sometimes how we're doing. We're struggling with this thing. We're struggling. We're trying to carry it. We feel like we can handle it. We want to handle it. We want to. But we got to realize, Lord, I can't do this without you. Lord, we got to release it and turn it loose. Sometimes we may have a garment or something that we're holding on to. We might grew out of it, can't fit it no more. Hallelujah. Fit it again. I'm going to wear it again. We're still holding on to it. We don't want to let it go. We don't want to release it. Hallelujah. But you got to realize when it's time to release. Got to realize when it's time to let it go. You got to realize when it's time
to give it up. Hallelujah.
Give it up.
We got to freely transform and possession, put it in the possessions of Jesus. Something or someone, put it in Jesus' hands. Turn it over to. This is what we have to do when we release it. We turn it over to Jesus. When we give, hallelujah, we give it freely. We don't be glowing, I don't want to do it, I want to. No, you willing. Do it willingly, freely. Turn it over into Jesus' hands, realizing we cannot handle it. And this is what we have to do, cast it, throw it in, get rid of it. Whatever you need to do to give, it's not easy to let things go. But we have to realize I need to let this go. Hallelujah. We have to go in prayer. Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I can't handle this. Lord, I need you to deliver me from this situation. I need you to take this from me, Lord. That's how we're trying to let it go. We thought we let it go. Hallelujah. But we realize I'm still carrying this. Hallelujah. We as women, we were made and built to carry things. Hallelujah. But we got to know when to let it go. Hallelujah. When to let it go, when to give it up. Hallelujah. Jesus told us to cast it. The word of God said cast all, everything that concerns you, your care. That's everything that concerns you. Whatever you're caring about, whatever you're concerned about, whatever's trying to trouble you on Jesus, give it to him. Let it go. Hallelujah. I remember a time when I was going through a test. Hallelujah. And I realized, I said, I can't handle this. Hallelujah. And what I began to do, some people seek psychology. Some people seek this. Some people seek, but I began to seek Jesus. I began to say, I need some help. And I began to say as if I was going to make an appointment with Jesus. A certain time, every day, hallelujah, I began to go in prayer and talk to Jesus about this situation, about this circumstances, because I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't release it on my own. I needed help. And I began to go and pray. Every day I made an appointment. I said, you're going to be my counselor. I said, I need a counselor. And they tell me you are a counselor. Hallelujah. And I began to go in prayer every day. Whatever I was doing at this time, I set the time for 3 o'clock every day. Whatever I may be doing, I stopped, I quit, I got an appointment. I got to keep this appointment. I couldn't miss this appointment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I began to turn and go to God in prayer, knowing that he will hear and answer and hear my cry. He heard my cry, and he delivered me. He strengthened me. He helped me. He carried me through. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I didn't come turn to this one or that one. Only one that can help me with this situation was Jesus. Jesus came to my rescue. Jesus delivered me. Hallelujah. When nothing else would do. Hallelujah. I can talk to this. You might try talking to that one. But I recommend you talk to Jesus because he works. Hallelujah. But nothing else. If your heart is broken, if you're carrying a heavy load, throw it on Jesus. He can handle it. Sometimes you may be trying to carry an object, and you may need some help. Say, this thing heavy. Hallelujah. You might need some help. And you might ask this one, can you help me lift this? Hallelujah. And you realize that thing is heavy, and the two of y'all still can't do it. Hallelujah. You might realize I need some more help. I need somebody that's a little stronger. We can go to Jesus with everything. That's what I like about Jesus. He specializes in everything. It's nothing too small, nothing too big, nothing too great. Hallelujah. We can take it to Jesus and cast it on him. Stop trying to do it on our own and cast it on Jesus. Release it. Let it go. It's time to give it to Jesus. It's time just to throw this thing. Unload. Hallelujah. Unload it. Just unpack it.
See, we don't have to worry about overloading Jesus. Hallelujah. We may overload our car. We may overload this or overload that. Hallelujah. But we won't overload Jesus by casting it on, by throwing it to him, by giving it to him, releasing it and put it in his hands. And don't go back and give it. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might decide, well, I'm going to get rid of some stuff. You might decide, well, I'm going to take this and get rid of this. You pick this pile, you pick pile, you put this in that pile, then I'm getting rid of it. And then you go back and you look again. Now I think I want to keep this. You start taking it back. You start taking back from the pile what we're supposed to get rid of. I think I'm going to keep this one. I think I want to keep that. But, hallelujah, don't go back and get it. Don't go back and pick it up. Once you turn it over to Jesus, leave it in his hands. We don't have to allow our heart to be troubled. He told us, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. And I realized we said, don't let it. Hallelujah. He didn't say the enemy wasn't going to try to trouble. He told us, don't let it. We got that power. We got that ability to allow or not to allow our hearts to be troubled. Hallelujah. He told us what to do. We can cast it on Jesus that our hearts won't be troubled. This is what we have to do. Release it. Let it go. Whatever it is, we can give it to Jesus. We can give it to the specialist because Jesus, he specializes in everything. So whatever may be trying to plague you, it may be something of the past that's trying to plague you down. It may, you may make an error. You may have sinned, but you can release it and give it to Jesus. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to carry it and struggle with it and let it plague your life. You can give it to Jesus. You can turn it over to him. He can handle it. He can fix it. He can work it out. Release it and give it to Jesus. I don't have much for you, but that's all I have is give it to Jesus. Throw it on. Throw it on. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Give it to him. Release it in the hands of Jesus. Turn it loose and let it go. Get rid of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, give it to him because he can handle it. He can carry that load. He will take it. He will take it. He's willing. He's willing to do it. He wants to do it.
Amen.
But you got to be willing to give it to him. Got to be willing to turn it loose. I just thank God for the words that he's given me to say, and I impart it unto you. Continue to pray, my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, sir.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank God for that
praise.
Message. Give it to you to cast it upon Jesus. Praise God. So fix it, praise the Lord. And we just give it. I thank God for that word. Very encouraging word. Praise the Lord. We all can just take it in. Praise God. Just listen to that word. Just take it in, praise God. That's the main thing. Let us all take it in. And God, he knows what we're all about. He knows what we're going through with. God, he will fix it. Praise God. But we have to believe God. But right now, we're going to turn the service to the hands of evangelists. Sheila Hameen from a Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland, to lead us in the word of prayer and invocation. That is Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message. And that was an invitation from the Lord extending to us to just give everything over to him. Maybe somebody listening, you've been struggling and carrying all these heavy burdens and not knowing what to do. But the word came tonight. Let it go. Just turn it loose and just cast it on Jesus because he cares. He cares about you and he loves you. So at this time, let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord and let us pray believing, take faith, and trust the Lord. When you turn these things over to him, trust and know that he will take care of you. He will handle it for you. He will work it out. If you're sick in your body, he has the power to heal you tonight. Whatever you're going through, he has the power to see you through. So let us believe God together and let us pray the prayer of faith. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy, oh God, and we ask for grace. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask for forgiveness, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts and whatever is in our heart that you're not pleased with. Anything that's not right, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. Lord, help us to cast all our care on you, all of our burdens, all of our problems. Lord, help us to give them over to you, Lord, and to trust you to take care of us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will take us by the hand and walk by our side day and night, Lord, and help us to take each day one day at a time. Lord, we need strength and we need power. We need encouragement, Lord. We need you to lift our burdens. We need you, Lord, to strengthen us where we're weak and to build us up where we're torn down. Oh, Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will for our lives. And help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Help us, Lord, to surrender unto you, to submit to your way and to your will, not our own. But, Lord, take control right now and let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. We are praying tonight, Lord, on behalf of those, oh God, who don't know you. And we ask that you will reveal yourself to them and make yourself known unto them and touch their hearts and their minds. Give them a mind to serve you, Lord. Oh, God, save the lost souls of men. Save all around the world, my God. Save, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies. And we pray for healing, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, and make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. And if any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. And, Lord, restore their health unto them. Raise them up right now, God, off the sick bed. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, my God. Work a miracle and do wonders, Lord. Help them, oh God, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we are asking you right now by faith to manifest yourself, oh God, in our midst and let your glory be revealed throughout the world. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for our leaders on tonight. Asking you, Lord, to intervene right now with divine intervention. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will for your people and for their lives as well. Lord, teach them how to lead the congregation. Teach them, give them understanding, oh Lord. Help them to be effective in the ministry in the name of Jesus. And bless the congregation, Lord. Bless us all to come together. Make us one, Lord. Unite our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are depending on you, and we are casting all our cares on you, Lord. We are turning it over to you, Lord Jesus. We don't understand all the time, but we're going to give it over to you tonight, Lord, because we know that you can fix it. You can do everything. And we know, Lord, that you specialize in trouble. And we're giving it over to you right now. Oh, Lord, bless abundantly in the name of Jesus with the blessings that we stand in need of. Have your eternal way and continue to bless us, Lord, in this Women's Day Missionary Convention. Let your word ever go out and let it reach the hearts of and minds of men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. And we pray, God, that you will bless the speaker on tonight, that you will touch her body, strengthen her, and encourage her, Lord, and use her the more for your service. Bless her ministry to grow and to expand.
stand. And whatever she put forth their hands to do, let it be blessed and prosperous. And most of all, let it bring glory and honor to your holy name. Have your way, Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We are ever looking unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we believe we have these petitions, and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of the sick, for the saving of the lost. We thank you, O God, for strength and power. Thank you for encouragement. We thank you, O God, for deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for all that you've done. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. And, Lord, continue to bless us, Lord. Have your way evermore. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that prayer from Evangelist Hameen. Praise God. We thank God for her. And right now we're going to give way that if there be any remarks from the pastors, the elders, the ministers, the evangelists, mothers, we ask you to come forth and give remarks. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Bruce. Telling us to cast our cares on Jesus, and truly, if we do this, he can bear it for us, and we don't longer have to carry it. And I like how she gave you a different analogy, saying that we have to know when it's time to give what we've been holding on up. You know, we don't need it anymore. We've grown. It's time for a new size. Sometimes it's comfortable to hold on to what's familiar, but when it starts to weigh us down, it's time to let it go and give it to Jesus. I enjoy the word of God, and it's Ruth. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. First, give honor to God who held my life to my bishop, Pastor Richard Jackson, to my own pastor. Truly, I thank God for the word on tonight coming from Evangelist Ruth Thompson. Amen. She preached out of her soul. Amen. Letting you know, hey, carry your burden to the Lord and leave them there. She said, don't take them back. And I just thank God for the word, the encouragement. I'd like to tell her, continue to preach the word of God, be encouraged, and may God.